Oh, hey, Daddy. No, I'm not asleep yet. Honestly, I don't even think I'm gonna be able to get to sleep. It's just, I have a lot on my mind, so I don't know. I've been tossing and turning all night, and I mean, it's fucking damn near 3 in the morning already, and I just can't get to sleep. No, it's not my brother snoring. Well, I've shared a wall with him since I was little, so I'm definitely used to that. Well, besides, remember I spent 2 whole semesters in a dorm room with possibly one of the most obnoxious and loudest creatures known to man. So, it's not that. I don't know, Daddy. I'm a little nervous, I guess. Why? I mean, I think it's obvious. I don't want to go back. Of course, just come into bed and just sit over here next to me. I'll scoot over. Well, that feels nice. Just laying my head on your chest and having you play with my hair like you used to do when I was a little girl feels good. I love it when mom does that too. Well, Daddy, I know that everyone is just so excited to go back to school and to finally go back on campus and to be able to really enjoy college life the way that they didn't get to with the pandemic. But I don't know. I want to stay here. I don't want to go back. No, that's not it. It's not the free meals. Even though mom does cook better than anybody ever. But that's not really the highest standard to measure cooking a college mess hall. No, I'm pretty sure the cafeteria is not ever gonna hold a candle to anyone's mom's cooking. So, no. It's just a lot of things, Daddy. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just got comfortable staying home and doing everything from the comfort of my bed. Being in PJs all day, not having to get up and go to class or, well, really do much of anything if I didn't want to. Okay. Of course you know me better than that, Daddy. You're my daddy. And I have always been a daddy's girl. Well, I guess the real reason I don't want to go back is because I think I could just learn everything I need to learn here. Oh, come on, Daddy. You know that you taught me pretty much everything I know about anything. Okay, I will concede that I did learn a thing or two from my teachers in school, and I have learned a couple of things from my professors in college, but nothing really compares to what Daddy has taught me. Well, I think that's part of it, Daddy. I think I just enjoy all that extra quality time that I've been able to spend with you ever since I've been home. And, well, you know, there's really no bond like a daddy and his daughter, you know? Yes, Daddy. I know we have a very special bond. Well, I was hoping that maybe I wouldn't have to go back to school, so I could just stay here and do some long distance learning and be close and just be home. Yes, Daddy. I'd like that very much, Daddy. All your hands going down from my hair to my shoulders, down to my tits, really just. Oh, make it really hard for me to want to go back. Yes, Daddy. No. It's not a problem, Daddy. I'll be quiet, I promise. I promise to be nice and quiet so that Mom doesn't find out. Oh. No, I don't want that, Daddy. I don't want her to find out because I want to keep doing this with you forever. I know, Daddy. I know it's not right. I know it's so wrong. But it feels so very good. Nobody can love me like my daddy can. And nobody can fuck me like my daddy can either. Oh, come on, Daddy. Come on. You know, you didn't just come in here to find out if I was still awake or not. You didn't come in here to tuck me into bed. You came in here because you wanted this to happen. You came in here because you wanted to fuck me. Now with one of your hands inside my panties. And the other one twisting my nipple and squeezing my tit nice and hard. You can't deny that you came in here to fuck me, Daddy. I may be young, but I'm not stupid. So come on, Daddy. Stop teasing me. Stop teasing me and just fuck me already. Yes. Yes. I promise to be quiet so that Mom doesn't find out. Oh, fuck. I promise, but please, please, please just fuck me already. On top of you. Let me just straddle your lap and... Oh, Daddy, you're so fucking hard. Well, I guess that means that this really is why you came in here, isn't it? No. I just made you really fucking hard. I just turn you on with. My slutty body and. My obvious need to be fucked. No, Daddy, not just by anyone, but you. Nobody can fuck me better than my daddy can. Because nobody knows me better than Daddy does. Well, Daddy, don't look at me like that. I'm not doing anything to tease you. I just like the way your hard cock feels against. My pussy and. Especially my clit. Well, if there's something you want, then you should probably tell me what it is, Daddy. After all, you always tell me I gotta use my words. And when I ask for something, it's because I want it. And I want something. I have to ask for it. So tell me, Daddy. What is it that you want? You want your daughter's pussy down on your cock? Well, I guess. I'm gonna have to oblige you. Just ink down your cock, Daddy. Why are you fucking me so hard already? Yes, Daddy. I'll keep bouncing on your cock like that. While my tits bounce in your face. Oh. fucking good to me. It's so hot, Daddy. Oh. You know how I love it. Oh. I don't think I can stay quiet, Daddy. Oh. You have to. Oh. You're gonna have to kiss me to keep me quiet. Trying to get your daughter pregnant. I would be in so much trouble with mom if I did. Well, obviously I'm gonna have to lie to her and tell her it's my boyfriend's. Well, I don't know how long we could keep that con up for, but for your sake, I hope you didn't just pump a baby inside me. I don't think I'd be able to do the same nasty, dirty things that I can do now. Encumbered by pregnancy. Thank you, Daddy. Fuck, that felt good. That's exactly what I mean. When I go back off to college, I mean, I'm not gonna be able to have Daddy's cock like that every day, or whenever I want it, or whenever you want it. I'm gonna have to wait till I come back home, and that's really only holidays and school breaks. Don't you want your sweet girl here so you can slip into my room and breed me whenever you want? I know. That sounds very good, Daddy. Well, I guess I'll just have to let you think about it a little more. Well, I think I have a persuasive method. Mm-hmm.